latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines, beginning with the news that City are hopeful Vincent Kompany has not suffered another injury setback after he failed to finish Wednesday's game at Swansea. The Belgium international was making his first appearance of the season in the EFL Cup tie at the Liberty Stadium. Whilst the night overall went well for City, as goals from Gael Clichy and Alex Garcia secured them a 2-1 victory, the sight of Kompany walking down the tunnel in the final few minutes of the match left a sour taste in boss Pep Guardiola's mouth. The Spaniard is now keeping his fingers crossed. Kompany's latest injury problem after a season of injuries last year does not keep him out for long. He said the doctors are speaking with him and seeing what's up. Hopefully it will not be a big problem. We're going to wait for the results from the doctor. Well, Gael Clichy also spoke about Kompany's injury and said he thought it would not be a big thing. The victory over Swansea for City sets up a mouth-watering game against rivals Manchester United in the fourth round of the competition on October the 26th. Meanwhile, City outcast Yaya Toure will be allowed to join a rival Premier League club if he leaves during the January transfer window. That's according to reports. Guardiola has made it clear that the former Ivory Coast captain does not have a future at the Etihad after the former Barcelona manager continued his war of words with Toure's agent. Whilst his City career is all but over, Toure is keen to remain in the Premier League after turning down moves to China and Inter Milan during the summer, as he did not want to uproot his family from their current base in Cheshire. Finally, and conflicting reports regarding City's interest in Benfica left-back Alex Grimaldo. Reports from Portugal have claimed City boss Pep Guardiola and his brother Pera, a prominent football agent, attended Benfica's game against Braga on Monday. However, it is understood that Guardiola is not monitoring that particular player, which begs the question, who was he watching on Monday?